During the 9 days, beginning Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av, we intensify our mourning over the Churban Beis HaMikdash. What's fascinating about the Avelus of Tisha B'Av is that it follows the opposite pattern of personal mourning. When someone loses a close relative, the mourning starts very intense and then gradually eases up. Shiva is the most severe, Shloshim is lighter, and the rest of the year is even more lenient. However, the Avelus of the Churban Beis HaMikdash is just the opposite. It becomes progressively more stringent as it moves along. During the 3 weeks, no haircuts, no weddings, no listening to music. During the 9 days, we add on more restrictions. No meat and wine, no fresh clothing, no showers. Erev Tisha B'Av, the mourning is even more intense. No learning because it brings us joy. And then the most chomer is on Tisha B'Av itself. So why does the avelus of Tisha B'Av and personal mourning go in opposite directions? And the answer is because when someone loses a close relative, it can feel like the world has ended. They feel paralyzed. They are unable to move forward with life. They're broken. They're isolated. So one of the functions of Avelus is to provide a healing system, a system designed to gently guide the mourner out of their grief. So the progression goes from strict to lenient. During the Shiva, the Avelus is extremely intense. After that, the restrictions ease gradually, allowing the person to reintegrate into daily life. But when it comes to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, how many of us truly feel crushed? Who wakes up in the morning and says, I can't get out of bed, I can't function today? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Who ever sat by a Kiddush and said, the hapastrami, the apchik, I can't eat it. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, I don't have an appetite. So Chazal keeps on adding on more and more restrictions in the hopes that we will internalize the message, to awaken within us a sense of mourning, and to truly begin feeling the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. So the purpose of private avelus is to get the person out of their grief. But during the 3 weeks, the goal is just the opposite, to get the person into the grief. That is our purpose during this period. And that is why the avelus of Tisha B'Av becomes progressively more intense, drawing us deeper into a national sense of loss. But the question is, if the avelus of Tisha B'Av keeps on getting progressively more stringent, then the most difficult part should be on Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. Yet, as we know, the avelus starts to wane at precisely that time. At Chatzos on Tisha B'Av, we get up on the floor, we put on tefillin, we say Nachem. Why is it getting more lenient smack in the middle of Tisha B'Av? Why does the mourning ease up at the very climax? So let me share with you a powerful idea from Tzadik HaKohen. He says, we think greatness comes from the parts that we excel in, from the things we've already mastered, the things that come easy for us. But the Tzadik HaKohen says just the opposite. In the very area where a person is lacking, through that very thing lies his greatness. Rav Tzadik is teaching us something so profound. Your greatest strength lies in your deepest struggle. The area where you feel most broken, where you sense you are lacking, is the place where your greatest potential for growth. Why? Because where you're already strong, there's no need to struggle. It comes naturally. But in the areas where you feel weak, you're forced to dig deep, to uncover strength that's been lying dormant, to find courage you never knew you had. And through that inner work, you rise higher than you ever imagined possible. That is true greatness. Greatness doesn't come from avoiding struggle, but from confronting it and rising through it. We have a tradition that Mashiach was born on Tisha B'Av. Why on that day of all days, the day of destruction and pain? Because Hashem is sending us this powerful message. In the heart of the deepest darkness, in the midst of our deepest struggles, we find our true greatness. In the heart of the deepest galus, the greatest light is hidden. At the apex of the Churban, at Chatzos and Tisha B'Av, Hashem plants the seeds of Geula. The greatest Yeshua begins when things seem most hopeless. When a person reaches the lowest point and cries out to Hashem with a full heart, that is when the turnaround begins. That is when salvation takes root. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.